because I always believe in hope. I think, fortunately, my life, I think, is an example of breaking free of the stereotypes and that things are hopeless, because according to the neighborhood prophets where I grew up, I should have been dead at 21. And when I look back at my life, they're right. I should have been dead at 21. But fortunately, I'm not. And then at 24 is when I met my baby, that beautiful bass, Kay, that beautiful, sweet Kay. And I met her. And now I know why I didn't die at 21, because it's been a great, great trip ever since. She definitely saved me. Oh, I mean, that saying, music that soothed the savage beast, that is so real. That is so real. And you know what's interesting now, even now when people see me who haven't seen me in a while and they knew me back then and they see me now, they're like, whoa. You know, and some have heard, I did at one point, I think this was around 1980 or something, Chuck Stone, who was, you know, the great writer at the Daily News, he did something for the Mellon Jazz Festival that took people back to some of their past environments. So he ended up taking me to Greater Fort Prison to do a concert. And when I was there, when I went there, you know, in their auditorium, you know, of course everything's secure, but it's like any other auditorium with the bleacher style seats. So when I walked into the auditorium, I heard all this, Butch, yo, Butch, hey man, yo. And I look up and I see cats that were there when I was there and who never left, were still there. Now, at that point, I had been out at least 10, 15 years. These cats were still there, not left and came back, but were still there. Because what happens in prison a lot is you may get sentenced 5 years, but because of the lifestyle in prison, you may end up stabbing somebody, doing something, and time just keeps getting added on, and you'll never get out, you know. But, you know, I was telling these cats, you know, on the microphone, they were all up there in the audience. I mean, it felt good and bad, you know, sad and good. Sad because, man, these cats are still here. And there's some great minds in these joints. Now, I'm not excusing any crimes, but I'm just saying there's some great minds in these joints. And I'm just saying, man, you don't have to stay here, man. Do your thing. Because, see, when I was in prison the last time, I worked in the library. I said, let me work in the library. I did a lot of reading, everything. No cliques, no hanging with anybody. Just did my time, got out on my minimum, and I've never been back. And of course, when I met the base, I definitely never went back.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.